You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now.
A New Jersey teacher busted engaging in a romantic relationship with a student. Joseph Scalfaro frequently kissed the student in his classroom and even checked into a hotel with the teen girl.
Now, Nancy, in addition to the sexual encounters at school, Scalfaro would meet the student in his vehicle before and after school, as well as in a nearby park. Detectives also gathered recorded audio between the teacher and student that captured Scalfaro assuring the 17-year-old he was only having physical relations with her.
He's now charged with criminal sex contact and child endangerment. A Florida woman takes cops on a high-speed chase to cross, quote, getting arrested off her bucket list. Cops clock Janiyah Douglas driving over 90 mph. She pulls over 5 minutes later to avoid a spike strip.
Like you said, Nancy, Douglas leads Florida cops on a chase, but stops to avoid serious damage to her car. That's when the 19-year-old mentioned to arresting officers going to jail has been on her bucket list since high school. Douglas is pictured smiling in her mugshot, despite facing felony charges.
She's arrested and charged with eluding. Porfirio Duarte Herrera escapes a Nevada prison, then tries to hop a bus to Tijuana.
Duarte Herrera was serving a life sentence at Southern Desert Correctional Facility for a 2007 bombing. Duarte Herrera and an accomplice, Omar Rueda Denvers, placed a pipe bomb hidden in a coffee cup on top of a car, and the explosion killed a hot dog vendor at the Luxor Hotel. The 42-year-old was missing for nearly a week.
An eagle-eyed driver recognizes him. He's now back in jail to serve the rest of his sentence. Hannah Esser jumps out of her car to confront Victor Luis. The 20-year-old says Luis tried to run over a cat. Luis gets out of his car, too. Esser then gets back in her car and runs over Luis.
Luis got out of his car when Esser recorded herself cursing Luis. When Luis got out to confront her, Esser got back in her car, made a U-turn, and sped toward Luis, running him down. The father of five was thrown into the air and died in his brother's arms on the scene.
Esser now charged with murder. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Police are asking for help finding the occupant of a car seen near where four University of Idaho students were stabbed to death last month, saying that person could have critical information about the case. We turn now to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The Moscow Police Department has issued a statement asking for the public's help tracking down the person or people inside a white Hyundai Elantra made between 2011 and 2013. The vehicle was seen near the off-campus home in the early morning hours of November 13th. Investigators do not have the sedan's license plate. Relatively few details have been released about the slayings of the four students. The police department has not yet named a suspect or made any arrests, and investigators have not yet found a weapon.
Autopsies determined the four students were stabbed to death, the attack likely starting while they were sleeping. Authorities say the person who would later kill five at a Colorado gay nightclub was on the FBI's radar a day before being arrested for threatening to kill family members, but agents closed out the case just weeks later. The FBI's disclosure about the tip creates a new timeline for when law enforcement was first alerted to Anderson Lee Aldrich as a potential danger. The FBI did not say who gave the tip on June 17, 2021, or anything about the information that was provided. The next day, law enforcement was alerted when Aldrich's grandparents ran from their Colorado Springs home and called 911, saying Aldrich was building a bomb in the basement and had threatened to kill them. Russia has freed WNBA star Brittney Griner in a high-profile prisoner exchange, as the U.S. released notorious Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The deal, the second in 8 months amid tensions over Russia's invasion of Ukraine, secured the release of the most prominent American detained abroad and achieved a top policy goal for President Joe Biden. But it carried what U.S. officials describe as a heavy price. Biden's authorization to release Bout, the Russian felon once nicknamed the Merchant of Death, underscored the heightened urgency that his administration faced to get Griner home, particularly after the recent resolution of her criminal case on drug charges and subsequent transfer to a penal colony.
The U.S. failed to win freedom for another American, Paul Whelan, who has been jailed for nearly 4 years. Investigators believe a shooting that damaged power substations in North Carolina was a crime. What they haven't named yet is a suspect or a motive. Whatever the reason, the shooting serves as a reminder of why experts have stressed the need to secure the U.S. power grid. Authorities have warned that the nation's electricity infrastructure could be vulnerable targets for domestic terrorists. Tens of thousands of people lost their electricity over the weekend after one or more people opened fire on two Duke Energy substations in Moore County, roughly 60 miles southwest of Raleigh. No one has been charged in the shooting.
A thief makes off with a Nebraska pest control truck and trailer. Imagine his surprise when he finds out the trailer is full of 600 pounds of bat poop. Yeah, a real-life Batmobile. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.